Ever wondered what happens behind the scenes to ensure the safety and quality of the products you use every day? LabTalk is your portal into the fascinating world of analytical testing, brought to you by Analytical Resource Labs.
We're a team of passionate scientists dedicated to demystifying the science behind lab partnerships and empowering you with valuable scientific insights. So grab your lab coat and join us on this exciting journey of scientific discovery.
In this podcast, we'll be diving deep into the hidden complexities and fascinating applications of various scientific testing methods,
the importance of building strong lab partnerships and how they can empower your success,
and real-world stories and practical advice from industry experts and scientists. We're your hosts, Jeremy Lewis and Christopher Lowe. Welcome to Lab Talk, where science meets conversation. Today we welcome Matt Lewis, CEO and founder of Analytical Resource Laboratories. Growing up in a small town just outside of Seattle, Matt took a leap of faith by attending Brigham Young University, Hawaii, a charming university nestled in La'i'e, Hawaii. It was there that his passion for science, and particularly microbiology, blossomed. Armed with a microbiology degree, Matt set his sights on medical school and moved to Utah. To bridge the gap before admissions, he launched a small side hustle, a microbiology lab. Little did he know this side project would take off in unforeseen ways. Over the next two decades, the business outgrew its initial purpose and became an internationally recognized laboratory. Matt's journey exemplifies leadership, entrepreneurial spirit, and scientific expertise. And on a personal note, I'm incredibly proud to call him Dad. Okay, Matt, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I think this is our first episode, so we're really excited.
Yeah, you're going to be our first conversation. We're very excited to kind of talk more about your origin, your experience, and your role here as CEO and founder of the company.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for the invitation. This is really great. I appreciate it.
So why don't you go ahead and take us from the very beginning?
Yeah, the very beginning. Well, let's see. So my wife and I were in college, and I had just graduated with my bachelor's degree, and she had just barely started her degree in law school. So she was going to law school, and I was working for a company that manufactured liquid nutritional supplements, and I was their quality assurance manager. And every day we were packaging up samples, we were sending those out, doing the testing to a third-party lab. And I thought to myself, you know, this is something that I know how to do. This is exactly what I studied college, and I had a real interest in it. And so I approached the owner of the company that I was working for, and I said, hey, I'd love to maybe build a little lab and do this testing for you and kind of moonlight and do this on the side. Is that something you'd be interested in doing? And he was great. He was great to work with. And he says, absolutely. If you can put together a lab, we can make that happen. What I did is for the next 2 months, everything that we didn't spend from our paycheck on rent and food, I was buying laboratory equipment, used stuff. I was trying to find this really good quality, high quality used laboratory equipment. And after a couple of months, I had accumulated everything that I needed. One of my buddies caught wind of what I was doing, and he said, hey, we actually have an extra space, lab space, in our facility if you're interested. And I jumped on that. I thought that was just a really great blessing. And so I moved into that lab space, started doing testing for my employer. And so I was working for him during the day, taking samples home at night, going to the lab, setting those up, doing that testing. Literally within a month, I quit my job and I was doing the lab work full time. My wife thought I was absolutely insane, and I probably was. But, you know, just like every entrepreneur, timing is everything and taking risks is important. And you can't do it without taking a risk. There's always going to be a risk in it. And so fortunately for us, that risk panned out. Here I am 25 years later, still love what I do, work with the most amazing people. I'm very grateful for our team. I just feel really blessed that we've come to where we are today.
Obviously, the company has grown over the years. What are some qualities or key principles that you've instilled to grow a company culture and have this lab turn from you being by yourself late at night in a laboratory to having employees, having peers? What sort of principles have you instilled here at ARL that have helped grow this company to where it is?
Sure. Yeah, we started off very early by saying we're all about service, professionalism, and value. You know, we'd worked with a lot of labs out there, and there's a lot of great labs, but their communication can sometimes lack, and it's hard to get information out of them. And They get really busy, and unless you're a big player in their company, there's just not a lot of communication. And so service professionalism value is something that was really important to us, and we built our business around that. Providing a high quality service, providing great communication at a good value. And I think that was really key to our early success. You know, recently in the last 10 years or so, we've really rallied around the phrase doing it right, on time, every time. We feel like we can't help but be successful if we do that. If we do the testing right, we follow protocols and we have strong quality systems, we report testing on time, and we do that every time, then we know we're going to be successful.
I think I want to segue a little bit from what Matt just said about doing it on time. Mm-hmm. To use that as the motto of the company means it's significant. Why don't you talk to us about why is being on time so important in our industry?
Yeah.
Because we know being on time is good, but this is specifically to our industry. Why is it so important?
Yeah, it's really interesting that in the dietary supplement industry, that is super critical. In every industry, but let's be honest, some industries give you a lot longer lead times than supplements. Supplements usually give you 5-6 days, and if you're not turning results around in that time, then they're losing money.
Right.
So it's a really great question. I appreciate that because, you know, over the last 25 years, I have owned and operated manufacturing companies. And so I've been on the other side of this where, you know, I've owned a lab, but I've also owned a manufacturer, and watching materials come into the door, flow through production, wait for quality holds, and then look at that inventory of millions and millions of dollars of product that's ready to go out the door. And the only thing that's needed is a certificate of analysis giving its bill of health. So I've been on that side and how frustrating it is to wait. And so everything that we do here in the lab is all about recognizing that we are the last step that prevents a manufacturer or a brand to getting their product to the marketplace. And we take that very seriously. We want to be a partner to them and get them into the market as quickly as we can. Now, having said that, our main objectives here are to protect the consumer and to protect the brand. And the way that we do that is to ensure that no product goes out that isn't of good quality. And certainly, we're never going to release something that could possibly create health issues. Yes, if it takes us another day or two to make sure that product is ready to go, we're going to take it. And we feel like that's what makes us a good partner in that we are protecting both the consumer and the brand at the same time.
Well, thank you. That's really good to know. The on-time rating for ARL is right now at, what, 98%?
Yeah, we watch that very closely. We look at it on a weekly basis. We look at it on a monthly basis. We look at it from one department to another. And we gravitate right in and around 97.6% on-time rating, which we are very, very proud of.
That's very high. That's really good. Well, thank you for sharing.
Yeah, now we recognize that it's that one sample that's late that people get all up in arms about. I totally understand that. And sometimes it's because, you know, the media check fails or supplies don't come in, or somebody calls in and they're sick and they can't come in and do that test. You know, these things happen. When we make a mistake, we take ownership of it. We communicate it. We try and give everybody a heads up saying we expect to be delayed by a day so that as a partnership, we together can make plans to get that product out as quickly as possible.
I like that. It's just like we're more than just a lab. We're more business centric. We want to focus on what our partners or our clients are dealing with.
Yeah.
We go into their shoes. And I like that.
Can you kind of go deep into some of the lingo that ARL uses specifically with referring to clients as partners?
Yeah.
What is that supposed to represent? Why do we refer to them as partners? What is the philosophy behind that and that practice?
Yeah. We look at it as a partnership as a group or a team that has a common goal. And with any brand that we work with, their goal is to provide high quality product. Our goal is to provide high quality product. Their goal is to make money. I'll be honest, our goal also is to make money. We're a business, right?
Right.
And so we have those key objectives that are mutual between us. And so the more we communicate and the more we treat the relationship like a partnership, the more likely that we're all going to be successful at those goals. So when we say a true partnership, we really do mean that. Mm-hmm. We don't want to be just the guys that you send a sample to, and then miraculously a certificate shows up a week later. We want there to be true and honest dialogue throughout that whole process. And if we recognize something that's not right in their product, where they're testing the wrong thing, or they've submitted it for the wrong test, we want to reach out and say, hey, we recommend you do this, and this is why. We also recognize that our partners aren't labs, right? They don't understand the lab testing business. Mm-hmm. They don't need to. That's why we're there locking arm in arm with them.
What has the process been like growing the company, bringing on new people into the company, building this culture? What do you look for when you're asking someone to come be a part of the ARL team from the beginning when you were small to now? What are you looking for as far as ARL team members?
Right. Great question. So, you know, when we get resumes for particular jobs that are open, obviously we review those to see if they have the right education, the right credentials, the right experience to fulfill the job. But when we interview, we've already determined that they have that experience. We interview to see what kind of a person they are. Are they service oriented? What have they done in their lives that serves others? Are they a team player, or are they only looking out for themselves? So we hire handpicked individuals that we feel are really good at the core and really want to be a good person, because that's something we can't teach. We can teach them how to use the pipette, and we can teach them how to run an HPLC. We can teach them how to do dilutions and sample prep and all that. That we can all teach. It's how to teach somebody to care about their work. You just can't do it. We don't want to hire those types of people. And so we feel super, super blessed that here, right here in Utah, right in the area around Lehigh where we're at, we have several really good universities that prepare the students to come and do the work. And we just have some phenomenal people that care about what they do.
That's really good to know that ARL is made out of like really amazing people, which leads to my next question.
Yeah.
There are many labs out there. We know that there are people that do the same thing that ARL does. Mm-hmm. So for the sake of our audience today, how does ARL stack up against these competition?
Yeah.
And maybe the right question to ask is, what is about ARL that stands out that our partners would want to come to us with their samples?
Yeah. You know, that's a really great question that you probably want to ask Lance. So Lance, our director of quality, mm-hmm. Our director of partnerships, excuse me. Lance and his team have set up a structure where they know who's going to answer the phone on the first ring. And if they don't get to it, who's going to answer on the second ring? And if they don't get to it, who's going to answer on the third ring? So that the phone never rings four times.
Wow.
We believe that responsiveness is something that really sets us apart from other labs. Mm-hmm. When somebody sends us an email to our partnerships team, we respond within 24 hours. And our goal is to respond within two. And we really hit that mark day in and day out. So that responsiveness, I think, is what really sets us apart. There's a lot of great labs that do great work, that provide great information. Again, it goes back to that partnership. We know that when you're calling us, you need an answer.
Right.
And you need a response now. And we do everything that we can to make that happen. Again, communication is super important to us, whether that's by phone, by email, through our text chat online, through our website, all of that is to provide responsiveness.
Absolutely. And we will have an episode that's focused on partnerships and how we deal with our partners.
I look forward to that, because Lance has really built a pretty cool system here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that matters.
So watch out, everyone, for that episode, because it's coming up.
I want to ask another question about navigating the lab industry as a product manufacturer. I think it could be confusing when you are starting this new brand, this new product manufacturing company, maybe this new product, and you just don't know what the lab industry is like.
Yeah.
So what sort of advice would you give these new brands, new product manufacturers, and how can they navigate the lab industry and find a lab that fits for them? What should they look for?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And, you know, when we deal a lot with, we work a lot with smaller startup brands. And when we ask them how they came across our name, it's all word of mouth. I take a sense of pride in that, honestly. you know, that their buddies are recommending us to them, word of mouth. And so I think that's, you know, that's one way that people find us. You know, as far as recommendations for new brands out there, you know, I would say, again, try and find a lab that will communicate with you. Do they look at the relationship as a transactional relationship where you send me a sample, I run it, I bill you, you pay it, and that's it? If it's just transactional, I'd probably steer away from that lab. You know, do they have somebody that they can contact that they get to know really well that is really asking them about how things are going in their business and in their life and in their family? Because all of that plays a part in success when you have a small business. So to me, that's really important to find a lab that just isn't simply transactional, but is relational.
I want to pivot a little bit and kind of discuss a topic that is a huge question for product manufacturers. Do they develop an in-house lab or should they approach a third-party lab?
Yeah.
ARL is a third-party lab that will provide services. So can you kind of dive into the differences between those, the advantages and disadvantages for being in-house or third-party?
Yeah, and I think the issue really comes down to that some organizations don't know what they don't know. And, you know, I understand that we work a lot with small brands that become successful and they generate lots of revenue and they look at ways to cut costs to improve profitability. Then they start considering, well, you know, we could run micro in-house. All we need to do is go down to the university and hire somebody to run micro. And we see that cycle a lot. Unfortunately, you don't know what you don't know. And it's a lot more than just buying a pipette and an incubator and some Petri plates. You have to understand quality systems. You have to go through, what does it cost to do an ISO accreditation? What does it cost to maintain that? What does it cost to hire high quality people and do the training? Those things are very expensive that a lot of companies don't factor into their real costs when they compare the cost of testing with a third party to testing their products in-house. And so I see a lot of companies that go through that cycle where they bring in a particular testing, you know, portfolio, and then they realize this isn't as easy as we thought it was going to be.
Right.
And it really hasn't improved our turnaround times. And then they realize maybe this wasn't a great idea. So they start bringing samples back to us again. Now, I will say there have been companies that have come to me and said, Matt, we want to build an in-house micro lab. And I've told them this cycle, but I've said, look, if you really want to build it in-house, our mission and goal is to protect the customer and to protect the brand. I will help you set up your lab. And I have helped other companies set up labs that have had done testing for their own internal purposes. It establishes a long-term relationship. And in the end, we end up doing most of their testing anyway. So,
yeah, we did have a conversation with our director of quality, Jake Teller, just now, and he did expound on all the qualifications.
It's amazing.
So important. And we're going to have that on our future episodes, so stay tuned. But we're going to talk about the company today. So, that said, with all the great things that we're doing that ARL is doing, what is our future? What is in store that you have in store for ARL? Like, what do you have plans?
Yeah, some of it I can share. I will say before that, though, you know, when you touched on what Jake has talked to you guys about, it is mind-boggling the quality content that we have in this lab. It doesn't happen by accident. It happens with a lot of blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah.
And so that'll be a really great episode.
Yeah, I was really excited when we talked to him just now, and so we're really excited to share that episode with everyone. So stay tuned.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be great. So your question was, what's in store for the future?
Yeah, what's in store for that? Everybody talks about the same thing. Like, if you're in a company, we want to know, like, oh, wow, this is all the great things that we're doing and all the great things that we're going to be doing. So, I mean, this is an exciting thing, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So share with us some of the great and exciting things in your mind.
Yeah. Yeah. So I can share a few things. You know, we have, we built this lab here in Lehigh, and this is our cream of the crop lab, mm-hmm. right? This is our biggest lab. It is our home base. But we have also built satellite labs around the country, Southern Utah, Arizona, Florida, and New Jersey, picking very strategic locations, although I have been accused of picking my locations based off of spring baseball.
Well, that's not a bad thing.
Because they have spring baseball down in Florida and they have it in Arizona. And believe me, I do hit quite a few games. I'll say I do take advantage of that. But that's not the reason why we go to those locations. It's all about, where do we have a good partnership? Can we help to grow that partnership by being physically closer to them?
Right.
And that was precisely why we went to Arizona. We had one amazing partner there. And if they're listening to this, they know who they are. I could do a promo for them, and I'd be happy to do that in the future. But they know who they are. And so we built a lab there to be close to them. And it was all about, how do we cut a day of sample transit out? How do we get their sample moving faster? Same thing with our lab down in Southern Utah. And so we look at our opportunities based off of what the relationships that we have. As far as what's coming in the future, we are looking to maximize efficiencies within the lab, the ways that our partners submit samples, the way that samples are received into LIMS. We're looking at the technology that we use. We have an amazing LIMS system that we have homegrown and fully validated here that we feel is the absolute best LIMS out there. And we've looked at ways to improve its efficiency, its speed, so that if we can shave seconds or even a minute off of sample receiving per sample, there's huge improvements to be had there. And so that's a big part of what we do. Again, as far as what's coming down the future, we're constantly expanding what we put on our ISO accreditation, what's on that scope for ISO accreditation. And so we'll continue to look at that. Probably 85% of what we test are dietary supplements, but our lab in New Jersey is a full GMP pharma lab. And we intend to grow that. And we think that there's huge potential for pharmaceutical testing out of that lab. We recognize that GMP pharma regulations are so much different than dietary supplement regulations, and we don't want to mix those up. That's why we have labs that are separated out for that. So those are some of the things that are, you know, we're continuing to work on, but efficiencies, better ways to communicate, more efficient ways to communicate is always on the forefront of our minds.
It's awesome.
I want to ask one more question to close out this conversation. Sure. I want to zoom back a little bit and think about the perspective of your everyday American consumer.
Yeah.
What is ARL doing to change the world, to affect the everyday consumer, to affect the everyday family? What is it that ARL is doing that is creating a positive change in the world?
So when we hire new people here at ARL, we train them and teach them that we are testing the products that their families, parents, and grandparents are using. And I think that's a sobering thought.
Yeah.
You know, when you're testing a product, you don't pencil whip stuff and just get it out the
door. Yeah.
Right.
You do the testing right. You make sure the method is valid, that it's suitable for the matrix that you're testing, and you do things correctly. Because somebody on the other end is going to receive that product. And it, in our minds, it has to be exactly the way that it's stated and designed by the brand. So protecting the consumer is a big part of that. It, as a consumer myself, I want to take products that are tested by a third-party lab, independently tested, verified by somebody outside of the manufacturer. To me, that's important. And I think that's why we continue to be so successful as ARL, because we are a partnership, but still a third-party lab to protect brands and consumers.
That's great to know.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thank you.
It's great. A pleasure. We're excited to see what you will do in the future, and hopefully we'll have you on the podcast again to talk more and get to know this company on a deeper level more.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys.
Definitely.
Thanks for your time.
And for more information about Analytical Resource Labs and what we do and how we can support your business, visit our website at www.analyticalresource.com.
That's a wrap on this episode of Lab Talk. We hope you enjoyed the conversation and learned something new about the exciting world of science and laboratory partnerships. To stay up to date on the latest episodes and delve deeper into the topics discussed, be sure to subscribe to Lab Talk on your favorite podcast platform. Share the knowledge with your colleagues and friends too.
Do you have any questions or suggestions for future Lab Talk topics? We'd love to hear from you. Drop us an email at labtalk@yourqualitylab.com.
And for more information about Analytical Resource Labs and the services we offer, visit our website at www.analyticalresource.com.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you on the next episode of Lab Talk.
Lab Talk is a production of Analytical Resource Labs, copyright 2024, all rights reserved. The music used in this episode is composed by Artie Sun.